Tenure and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Look, there is a battleground in the Hunter, and it's not where you're going to find any old cannons or any old artillery that, you know, been buried for decades. The battleground is in the home of every Novocastrian.
Yeah. We all have our fights.
Yes.
We all have our battles, and sometimes you know, you've got to know when to walk away and when to fight.
But it's not when couples fight, they say the big things are money. That's what a lot of couples fight about, and how to parent the children.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that.
No.
We want to talk about those little things that just get your goat with your partner.
Yeah.
The little things like maybe one of you leaves the light switches on and you have to go around and turn off after them.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Just, it's like a little bugbear, isn't it?
Yeah. It's those things you fight about that are just, they're really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But they do create a battleground within the home.
Yep.
What is it for you guys?
Nothing. We have a perfect relationship, Tanya.
While you think of that, Steve, 4942-1029, that's our number. Give us a call. We would love to hear what grinds your gears about your partner. You can remain anonymous, too.
I say we have a perfect relationship because a lot of the time it's about what I've said about her on air.
What was that
this morning? You and Tanya talking about blah, 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 whatever. Well,
I could name one of the things that you two, I wouldn't say you fight about, but it does grind your gears a little bit.
Mm.
How Karen likes to live in Antarctica.
Yes.
And that's like 24/7, 365, and isn't it?
Now, here's irony for you.
What?
Today at 11 o'clock, we get a new air conditioner. Oh. I have no idea why the other one blew up.
You need a snow jacket to go into
Steve's
house.
It's a snow jacket at our place in summer. Yeah. Karen feels the heat, and literally you get to the front door and the crack underneath, you can feel the cold like a fridge door opening. It's unbelievable.
I know what you mean.
And I'm like, are you right? But you know the standout? The standout to me is when I walk in the door and she starts. Oh, just a reminder too, don't forget John Trevor on Friday. And can you pick BJ up from... And, can I take my shoes off?
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I bet you do that to Michael.
Not really. I don't see him much. I haven't seen him for a few weeks. He's been away.
When he's home.
When he's home.
Yeah. You rattle off all these things.
And you always forget
that.
Steve as well.
Got
you forget
list.
What they've said.
Totally
agree. Hey, we've got Scott, Tenure and Steve.
Scott, what is it you two fight about?
Oh, me and my wife seem to fight about every time I go to the toilet. She finishes off a roll, then she'll get a new one and set it on top of the old roll instead of taking the cardboard out and putting it back onto the roll holder.
What, Scott? I'm with you.
Yeah, same.
What, the girls do this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, no, same happens to me. Or sometimes the new roll's just on the floor.
So, Scott, I'm surprised that it's her doing that. I'm being very sexist because I kind of thought it was us that changed the toilet rolls, but not in your cases.
No, it's me. Why? She's shopping for it. It's disgusting trying to touch a roll that someone's had to go behind and wipe with.
What?
Good on you, Scott.
Yeah. A little too much information.
Let's go to Mick.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Mick. What do you guys fight about?
Look, it's not so much that we fight about it, but just that she's never been wrong or said sorry in 20 years.
And I love the fact you're still waiting, Mick.
Yeah, but...
Oh, I know.
But, Mick, maybe she doesn't need to say she's wrong or sorry. Maybe she's been right for 20 years.
Oh, that's what I say to her. Look, we'll have an argument. I say, you can't tell me that you've never been wrong ever. I can't be that bad a guy. It's 20 years of me screwing up.
So she'll, even when you know she knows she's wrong, she'll just twist it somehow.
Well, then I'll get cranky about it, so she'll deflect the fact that I got so cranky about it.
Mick, it sounds like you need $100 to spend at Hope Estate, the Hunter's premier wine, beer and entertainment destination. We'll throw you a voucher to take the wife.
Sweet.
Ah, there we go.
Something will go wrong, it'll be your fault, Mick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold the line, we'll get your details.
I must say, for us, it's I'm terrible for not putting lids on things. So I don't know how many times someone's picked up a jar and it's smashed on the floor.
Because they picked it up by the lid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't learn.
Yeah, you put it on, but you don't screw it.
I don't screw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just laziness.
Yeah, no, that's not annoying.
I know. Or shut cupboard doors. Terrible for that. And then you got a tall husband, and he smashes his forehead. I think he's done it about 173,000 times, and I still won't shut the cupboard doors.
He might be thinking it's a setup, don't you reckon?
Maybe.
It's like you're setting him up to break jars, to bang his head. No wonder he's never owned.
It's Tenure and Steve. For more Tenure and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.